73,134,000 households in 100 districts across the country have received money under the LEAP program to improve their socioeconomic status. Another 4,676 have been identified to be on LEAP this year. The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyeliza, said this when she took her turn at the media press series in Accra yesterday. She announced that 288 people with disabilities have been targeted for better service delivery. Joyce Dechi and Helena Opoku-Jemfua have filed this report.
The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyeliza, spoke about the ministry's achievements and challenges during 2013 and the first half of this year. She dilated on policy interventions on gender equality, children and persons with disabilities that the ministry is implementing. On social intervention programs, Nana Oyeliza said the LEAP intervention, which is a cash transfer to poor households, has assisted about 73,134 households throughout the country. She spoke about support for fistula victims and scholarship assistance for needy girls in schools.
From Upper East, Upper West, Northern Region, Brongahafu Region, Volta and Central Regions. This was done with the collaboration of a team of doctors at the Mercy Health Center, Mankasim. Under our Gender Responsive Skills and Community Development Project, we granted scholarships to 668 girls from the academic years 2011 to the academic years 2012.
She also mentioned assistance for 7,331 people who were affected by recent market fires and the provision of 800 orphans with shelter and care. Nana Oyeliza talked about programs for senior citizens.
The senior citizens card. This card will be given to everybody who is aged over 65 years in Ghana. So then when you want to use the metro bus, you would climb free of charge. We are engaging with GPRTU and the private transport sector so that they give priority access to the elderly. We're also engaging with the banks and then we'll engage with the hospitals to give priority access to the aged.
She said the growth of the country into a middle income status requires that government sharpens its focus in addressing inequalities and improving the well-being of its citizens, especially the vulnerable.
Joyce Dechi reporting.